You've reached Cima del Casriol. The peak is on the long ridge which starts at rugged Punta d'Albiolo before sloping down to Cima la Sortie. With the defensive positions of Contrabandieri Pass, Mount Tonale Occidentale, Cima Blyce and Cima Caddi, it was the forward-most Italian defensive line on the right-hand side of the Tonale front. As a whole, this long ridge takes the form of grassy slopes on its south face, in the direction of the Tonale Pass, while to the north it consists of sheer rock faces in the direction of the Viso Valley. It was precisely on these rock faces that a bold fortification footpath was built just a few meters below the ridge, which enabled troops to move along the whole ridge from Cima la Sortie as far as Punta D and #8217, Albiolo sheltered from enemy fire. Still accessible in many sections, this footpath follows the mountain and #8217 folds and winds its way into its most hidden nooks and crannies where small huts and cave shelters were built. What you are moving along now is a military path through challenging and rugged terrain where the expertise and skill of those who worked on it made for a full-blown work of art. 100 years on, several sections of this path are still perfectly preserved, testifying to unparalleled building skill. The dry stone walls on sections of it are up to 4 to 5 meters high and seem to defy the laws of gravity, so perfectly are they anchored to the precipice. Beyond the difficulties of the terrain, the biggest challenge for the troops was the severe environmental conditions they were exposed to. At these altitudes, it was crucial that troops were well equipped with suitable clothing. Listen to what a member of the Italian Alpine Club, Giuseppe Albani, recommended in a November 1915 text. It can certainly be said that the clothing of the sentries and frontline troops, and preferably also the troops in the trenches, at high altitudes in winter should emulate that worn in the polar expeditions. The most important elements in this sort of clothing are beyond the capabilities of family craft industry, and both its material and styles should be the responsibility of our far-sighted military authorities. The material required is especially twofold: wool and fur. It does not need to be luxurious. The most rudimentary furs such as cat, hare, rabbit and mouse will do.